Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
So I'm really excited to hear from Gaurav Sharma about Hook Music, because I love playing with software, and I did want to say podcasts would not be where they are today without AI, but I'm assuming you're using AI in your software too. So please tell us all about it.
So we're a mobile app. We're called Hook. We're using AI to make music expression really easy for anyone. So in the same way Instagram made becoming a photographer something everyone could do, or TikTok for short form video, we're bringing that same thing for music. I think music is one of the mediums of expression that I think everybody understands and reacts to, but for some reason, we're not confident expressing ourselves with it. And then you go to Instagram and TikTok, and everyone's posts involve music. And I think I read a stat last year where half of the music on these social platforms were modified, and AI is driving that even more. And so what Hook is a platform that is for anyone that wants to express themselves on social media, and they can create music really easily. They can remix their favorite songs. They can, you know, make their favorite artist's expression part of their own as they post it to their TikTok and Instagram. And we work with all the artists' rights holders to make sure what their fans do is right by them. It's fully controlled. It's ethical. We have been vetted by like every artist and rights holder that we've integrated with to make sure we're ethical usage of AI. And we help the artists then claim revenue on all of the derivative versions of their songs that their fans end up creating and sharing externally.
That's amazing. Is your goal to sell this?
No. I think I love music. My last company was also another music tech company. And I just think our relationship with music as people is constantly evolving. And unfortunately, whenever these evolutions happen, I feel like the artists and the rights holders end up getting the brunt of the stick. And for us, I'm just really fascinated by how do we move in the direction people want to engage with music in a way where artists can benefit. And AI, as you mentioned, is a tool. We have applications of AI to make music expression easier, but it's really about music expression.
So quick question. So if you play the wrong music on your YouTube video, they can mark you down. How does your licensing system get around that?
We don't get around it. We lean into it. We basically built a platform that allows the artists to choose exactly how they want their fans to engage with their music. Everything is for social media, so it's all 30-second, 60-second clips. You can't change a whole song. And then if a user were to share that music onto a YouTube or anything, our license is such that it's our responsibility to make sure that everything made on Hook is legal. It's what the artist wants.
And is Hook a platform, a social media platform?
Yeah, it's a social media app.
Okay, so it's not just taking music files, combining them, and returning them to the user for them to use it in the way that they want to.
Nope.
They would display the music
it's
on
like
the platform.
If Instagram was for music.
Got it.
And how do you make money?
Similar to an Instagram or a TikTok, as we grow, we have ads, subscriptions to get rid of ads, and we share more than half of our revenues to a pool for the rights holders. So artists, based on how much their fans are consuming or creating, get their share of that revenue.
So I took a little bit of this person, I took a little bit of this person, I made my own mash. I wanted to use a video editing software like I use CapCut or Describe, and I wanted to put that mash on top of my video. Like, can I take it off your platform and do that with it?
You can take the video into Hook. And then from Hook, you can share it into your TikTok, Instagram, all of that.
Okay, so I would, instead of doing it in CapCut, I would do it in Hook.
You could still do your video editing in CapCut, but you can ultimately bring that video into Hook and then share it to wherever you want.
So you want to make Hook like another Instagram.
Yeah. Today, you could almost think of us as CapCut for music. And you're never going to get content taken down. And it's right by the artist. Like, we worked with this one artist named Blondish who, you know, was going on tour in Brazil. And before she got there, we tried to nudge fans into creating Latin American remixes of her new single, Self Love. And the idea there was, let's generate hype organically where the fans can be like, I really love this mashup with a Latin American artist that maybe Blondish hadn't even known or heard of. And it brings the fans closer. They get to feel like they're part of that creative expression. And her listenership grew like quite significantly in Latin America because of it. So it helps expand the fans into different genres, artists into different genres, and so forth.
So how many artists are you currently working with then?
We have licensing with virtually every label, but we're opt-in. So it's up to the artist to be able to say, hey, I want to lean into this. And I mean, we launched in January, so I'm not going to throw out any numbers yet, but I would say we have a very large library of artists, so some of the biggest artists in the world.
How are you getting to them? Because I would think they would want this, because if somebody hears 15 seconds of a great song, they're going to want to go hear the rest of it.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I have been talking to friends that I've made over the years at record labels, at, you know, marketing teams, and understanding what their problems were. That, hey, we don't even know when our music's being used on these platforms. And even if we do, sometimes we can't approve that because the artist doesn't want that, right? So it was really listening to what the needs of the artists were and the stakeholders were, and then building it and then going back to them and saying, hey, we built this solution for you. And it starts with just earning the love of the artists, and then from there, the fans and consumers will come. That's our thought.
That's great. If I were to want to use Hook, how much would I pay for a mash?
It's free. It's free. But if you wanted to have more premium features, that could be paid. But right now, we don't even charge for it. Like, it's completely free. You can go on it and be like, Teddy Swims, really cool song. I want to make my creative version of it and mash it up with an Indian Bollywood singer and make a funny video.
So I've got some great cat videos. That have
You should do it.
How many people are working on your team at the moment?
We have 15 people now.
That's great.
I wish I knew about grants and everything you were talking about the whole time. I was sitting here like, oh my God, this would have made my life so much easier. But yeah, we bootstrapped for the first couple years, like the typical entrepreneur story. But we have raised close to $8 million now through venture. And we've brought on some really great investors that touch music, that touch technology. And now we're kind of armed with a great team and great backers. And we're trying to
Did you participate in any of, say, the New York City Business Accelerator programs at all?
I wish I did. And I wish that I'm going to tell people that I know that are starting to look into these. I did go to a lot of meetups. I did really focus on understanding the needs. But I remember that being a really scary moment where it was like, I'm going to quit my job, I'm not necessarily going to have an income, and I can't really raise any capital right now. But I knew that there was product market fit.
Yeah.
So how did you raise the capital?
This was my second business. The first one was similarly, it was a shift in how people were listening to music, which was music streaming. So in 2009, I helped start a company that was just digitizing music for India. And then it ended up becoming the largest music streaming service for India, with like 300 million users. And we figured out how to create licenses around the same time that Spotify was in Sweden. And India's a really cool market for music because it was always Bollywood, but now there are artists. And we got to be there for that. And so I guess I built a lot of relationships and goodwill from people during that moment. And so I just wanted to try to found something on my own.
So you had the relationships.
Yeah.
And that's what's really important, right?
Absolutely. But even then, it's about having the relationships, but then really trying to understand their needs. And I really thank a lot of my friends that would go and get lunch with me and break down their actual problems that they were dealing with.
So what have been some of the challenges in getting Hook launched and built and out there?
Biggest challenge, getting App Store search optimization. That's our biggest challenge, because if you search for Hook, It's like all hookup apps.
Oh, no.
And that is definitely the biggest challenge we've been having.
You got to put in hook music.
You got to put in hook music. Don't download the other apps. Find a very different app.
I'm glad you warned me. I don't want to be getting these ads on my phone for pulling out something like that, right? Yeah. So what is your marketing plan for this?
We're doing really cool activations with artists. Like, I can't say any names, but some pretty A-list artists, we're working with them to do marketing campaigns that maybe would expand them into fans that are of different genres, things like that, being part of the rollout plans for album releases of some pretty big artists. Mm. We want to prove right now that we can help impact artists in a unique way through our platform, mm-hmm. and I think that that's going to organically market itself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like, we're a tech company. Use us. I'd rather the artists like naturally use us and then people will find out. But if you go in Apple in the App Store and just search for Hook Music, you can find us.
Okay. Well, I think this would be so much fun to play with. Oh my God. I mean, I could get lost in it for hours.
I'll let you know when we get it on Android.
Okay. So it's hookmusic.com and it's on Apple phones, iPhones, but coming soon everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And how do people get a hold of you if they just want to talk to you?
G@hookmusic.com. You can just email me.
Perfect. Thank you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.